This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This summer, your AC's been working overtime because it has been hot, although it's been nice this week. But the heat and humidity have increased your air conditioning bills, maybe exponentially, especially if you've got older windows. If you've got older windows, 10 years of age or older, my recommendation is to give Window Nation a call and have them come out and give you a free estimate for new windows. You'll save a ton on air conditioning and heating bills. Your home will look much better. You know, you need high quality, best insulated windows versus those old builder grade windows. And right now you can get access to Window Nation's most popular offer of the year. 50% off all window styles. You don't have to pay anything for 2 years. No money down, no payments, and no interest for 2 full years. The first step is to call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or to go to windownation.com. Tell them that I told you to call. They'll schedule a free in-home estimate. No obligation, no pressure. They'll schedule it for you when it's convenient for you. It'll take an hour or less. You'll actually find out which windows need to be replaced. Window Nation was recently ranked highest on the Forbes list of best window installation companies. You can trust Window Nation for high quality, affordable windows with first class customer service. 866-90-NATION, windownation.com. All right, joining us right now is one of my favorites, Bill Barnwell, writer for ESPN.com, at Bill Barnwell on X, on Twitter. By the way, I saw that you just tweeted out something, and this will be my next read. I guess you were a contributor as a quote or two in this story in the Wall Street Journal about college football. You know, the title of the story, it's Run Out of Geniuses, and Mike Leach and Chip Kelly are, you know, front and center on it. So that may be another conversation for another day, because I think, you know, without you getting into the details of this, I've always said, Bill, and I'm wondering if you feel the same way, the innovation in football, especially on offense, has always come from lower levels, high school and college in particular. The NFL's always, you know, taken ideas from those levels of football on offense. True or not?
I agree with you. I should say I did not contribute to this article, so I just read it. But I agree with you. I do think that necessity is the mother of invention, right? I mean, if you're a high school team and you're playing a school that has significantly better athletes than you, or a college team where you're playing schools that have significantly more resources for recruiting, better athletes than you, you have to invent, you have to create, you have to do something that other teams aren't doing. And this is not just a on-field thing. I think about, you know, going back 25 years now to the beginning of the analytics era in baseball and Moneyball, the Oakland A's started using data, started using numbers because they couldn't compete financially.
Right.
If you are not able to compete, you do that. But the difference is in the NFL, obviously everyone, at least in theory, has access to the same resources. There's not that, you know, you're not going up against 35 stars and you have no five stars. There's gaps, there's differences, but you have to do it at the high school level. You have to do it at the college level. So I think that is the necessity of the mother, as the mother invention, is a real thing when it comes to sports. And so I don't think there's the same pressure or has been the same pressure to create and evolve at the NFL level in the last 40 years as there's been at the college level.
You know, it's so funny. I was watching Moneyball the other day, just randomly it was on. And whenever it's on, it's like, you know, it's that list of like 10 to 15 movies that when it's on, it's like, oh God, I gotta watch that. And then you're stupid to watch it with the commercials. But I think my favorite line in that movie is the initial session with Billy Bean and his scouts. And you see, first of all, one guy's like, who's Fabio? But the other guy says, well, his girlfriend's ugly. She's a six. Well, what does that mean? It means he's got a lack of confidence. That whole scene sets the table for the rest of it, but it's such a great scene. Before we get into, you know, our team and the five most likely that you wrote about to take a step back, the five most likely to take a step forward, do you take anything out of the preseason?
Yes and no. It depends on the context of what I'm looking for. So I do take usage. I do think usage matters. Are you playing with the ones? Are you playing with the twos? How are people using you? How are people using your, how are you being used in the context of the team? That stuff does matter to me. And I do want to see, you know, sort of, can you compete against guys on your level? You know, are you dominant? If you're a backup, are you dominating the guys around you? Okay, that's meaningful. It doesn't mean that you're going to be a great player, but maybe you have the ability to graduate up. If you're playing with the ones, do you look like you belong? But in terms of the scheme, in terms of what we're actually going to see from teams during the regular season, no. And I do go back to, I mean, that famous commander, or not commander, back in the previous days, when Washington played the Saints in week one. And they had not run any of the
zone
read stuff. They were going to run with RG3. And the Saints looked like they had seen ghosts the entire game. I mean, it was, you know, that's an extreme example. But I do think if you're an offensive coach, if you're a defensive coach, you might dial up a blitz or two. You might dial up, you know, a run concept or two you like. But I think it does at this point make sense to kind of keep your motion, keep the stuff that you're, you know, your game plan. I mean, you're not game planning against the team. You're not coming up with stuff that's going to match what they do. So in terms of like the scheme, in terms of what we're seeing, I don't think so. I'm thinking, you know, can you transcend versus what the expectations are for you on a given play, and who are you playing with are the two most important things.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even less so now because you just don't see the players that are going to play in regular season games on the field much. By the way, back to the 2012 opener, shock and awe, as we called it around these parts, the opener, the RG3 debut against the Saints. The funny thing is, in a mini camp session, they were lining him up in the pistol, Bill. And I said, that's the pistol. That's what Nevada runs in college. Because I'm a bigger college football fan than I am a pro football fan. And like somebody eventually, I talked about it on the air, and somebody came over and said, yeah, that's not really the pistol. You don't really know what you're talking about. And of course it was. It was. And they debuted it against the Saints. And, you know, it was, you know, something that no one could have ever planned for. All right.
Right.
Before, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. I agree with you. It's funny because the Chiefs ran it for a year, like 5 years earlier with Tyler Thigpen, and it was in and out of the league. And I was like, well, that was a cool little quirk. We'll never see that again. And then shows up with the Commanders, and it's a totally different offense.
Well, remember, too, because a lot of people that cover the NFL just don't watch a lot of college football. You can tell. You had, you know, major reporters and analysts calling it the wishbone and calling it the veer. And I was hearing all these names. I'm like, oh, my God, just watch college football one Saturday. This is, you know, and the idea that it was the wildcat and that it would be shut down. You know, Mike said to me, Shanahan said to me very early on, 11-on-11 football is why this will never go away. When the quarterback's involved in the run game, you've got 10 blocking instead of 9 blocking when he hands the ball off to a running back. It's never going to go away if you've got that guy that is a good decision maker. He doesn't even have to be super athletic, and we've seen that over the years. You know, not every quarterback that runs dual threat stuff, zone read, etc., is the fastest guy. It's just decision making, ball handling, things like that.
Yeah, and you go back to the beginning of last season with Jaden Daniels. Remember how sparse they were and how specific and concise they were with when they used Jaden Daniels as an actual runner. The threat of Jaden Daniels as a runner changed the math for the defense because they had to account for him, even though I'm guessing on first and second down on a lot of those plays, he was just giving. There was not like a read, even though he might be looking like he was reading, he was always giving the ball. It was always going to be a handoff. But then on third and fourth down, which we're going to talk about, I'm sure, that was a situation where he had the ability to read. There were some design run stuff. In the red zone, they would run design runs with Jaden Daniels. They were very selective, but even just the threat of him doing it 20% of the time meant teams had to account for it 100% of the time. And that, you know, even if you're not running at all, they can still make a difference on how defenses have to approach you.
100% right. I mean, I remember again, you know, Kyle and Mike saying it's the presentation of Robert as a potential runner on every play. Even if it's not an option, even if we are, you know, it is going to be a handoff. That's what we're doing, or we're going to go play action. He said early on, he said, the presentation of my quarterback as a runner on every play is the best pass pro that you can provide the quarterback. Yep. Because of the hesitation the defense had on that first, you know, kind of mesh, with the runner in the backfield. Back then it was Alfred Morris. Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about what you just wrote about yesterday. The five teams predicting the teams most likely to decline from last year's performance. I won't bury the lead. Washington is one of those teams that you have on this list. Why?
Oh, we were having such fun reminiscing about the old days and just how great. Now I have to sit here and disparage the Commanders. I mean, there's elements of what we saw last year that are tough to sustain. And I think if you're a Commanders fan, you can probably be realistic and say, okay, yeah, we're not going to get a Hail Mary to win a game again. We're not going to have, even though they lost this game, actually, we're not going to get an 86-yard Terry McLaurin touchdown in the final 30 seconds of the game against the Cowboys. That stuff, I think people are realistic about these days. But what I do think is, I look at how they played and how they won games last year. They were 8-2 in one-score games. History tells us that is tough to keep up year after year. Even if you have a great coach, even if you have a great quarterback, and I think the Commanders do in both cases, that is tough to keep up year after year. I look at how they won, and I mentioned the fourth down stuff, and they're great on fourth down, and I expect them to be very good on fourth down again. They were 20 of 23 on fourth down during the regular season. There's never been a team that's been as active on fourth down that converted as often as the Commanders did on fourth down last year ago. And they got 115 points on drives that included at least one fourth down conversion last year. Most of any team we can find in our data, I would assume, because teams go for it more often on fourth down now than they did in the past, the most in NFL history. That's sort of like the quantitative stuff. We can talk about the roster stuff and some of the construction stuff, but I would start there just in terms of as good as they are, as good as I think Jaden Daniels is, they were so incredible in those very meaningful situations that it's tough for me to see them keeping that up again.
So what about I went back and looked at a couple of things. First of all, you know, last year Patrick Mahomes had 7 game-winning drives, 5 fourth-quarter comebacks. I don't think, does anybody, and I haven't read your write-up on Kansas City yet because you've got Kansas City on the list, does anybody think, because he is a cheat code, which, by the way, I would say that Jaden Daniels might be as well, is anybody predicting that he's not capable of that this year? He may not face those situations, the same number of situations, but if he does, there's no math that says he's going to go backwards if he's faced with that many situations because he is a cheat code, right?
Right. To me, it's not Patrick Mahomes is going to be bad in those situations, but it's just the other stuff that came into play for a team like the Chiefs is not going to happen again. You know, they blocked a 35-yard field goal against the Broncos that was going to win them the game. That's not going to happen again. They're not going to – the Raiders aren't going to fumble a snap in field goal range when they're down two like they did. You know, Isaiah Likely's foot in the opener last year. By a toenail, he was out of bounds, and the Ravens were going to go for two. Who knows if they get it, but, you know, that's not going to happen again. It's not that these guys aren't good. It's just you have a really small sample for some of these situations. You know, for a fourth down, going hitting 50% of your fourth downs in a good year is a good number. The Commanders were at 80% last year.
Sure.
So even if they're still one of the best teams in the league on fourth down, that's still a major step backwards, and that leads to shorter fields for the opposing team, depending on where the fourth downs are, obviously fewer points. You know, that can swing a game or two on its own. So, you know, there are these things that even if you're really good at something, it is just so tough to be a historical outlier. And to me, I think in those fourth down situations, they were not just great. They were a historic generational outlier on fourth down versus the rest of the league.
Right. And I get that. And I was going to bring up another example, which is I went back and I looked at Josh Allen's first year as a full-time starter. Another, you know, inside straight multiple times in multiple games. They went 10-6, if you recall. They were in that playoff game and they ended up losing to the Texans. But he had like five game-winning drives, four fourth-quarter comebacks. The next year, he didn't have quite as many because he didn't need them. They were dominant offensively.
Right.
And they annihilated a lot of teams. So how do you deal with that possibility that year two ends up being even a better quarterback, a better offensive football team, and they're not faced with the context of having to deliver on 20 of 23 fourth downs?
That's totally true. And that is absolutely, I think, a realistic possibility for the Commanders, is that their underlying level of play improved dramatically. And I'll bring up a team that I was very wrong about last year, the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles, where the numbers said they were likely to decline. And what changed, of course, is that they had a defense that went from having a bunch of holes to an all-pro linebacker they weren't expecting in Zach Bond, two star cornerbacks, young guys, and
rookies,
Mitchell and DeJean. You know, they got better, and then they had Saquon, who's a first-team all-pro as well. They got such a significant impact from their players that their underlying level of play improved. So they didn't need to win as many close games. They didn't need to, convert as many touch pushes or fourth downs. Their margin for error increased dramatically. And so we'll talk about the 2025 Commanders, I'm sure, and their underlying level of play and the changes they've made. But to me, that's the story I think I would say. You know, I don't think if they play the exact same way they played last year, to me, they are a 10-win team. Nothing wrong with that, but I think they're not going to get the same results with that level of play. Could they improve their level of play in year two at Dan Quinn? Of course.
Bill Barnwell, ESPN, joining us. So let's talk about how you see the roster. And by the way, you know, some significant differences to the roster from where it was last year.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And I mean, one of those, unfortunately, is we still don't know what's going to happen with Terry McLaurin. You know, I think there's a lot of similarities to me between this team and the 2024 Houston Texans, where that team got better very quickly in that breakout year from their young quarterback because they had a lot of veteran players already on the roster. In Houston, Nick Caserio signed a lot of guys to one-year deals. They had a lot of players who would just plug and play. We're a solid pro. We're going to give you, you know, we're going to give you 60 honest minutes. And those guys, surrounded by a couple of young superstars, were able to get better very quickly. With the Commanders, I think a very similar situation. One of the oldest teams in football last year and one of the healthiest teams in football last year, which is an interesting combination.
Sure.
You know, because of the Rivera era, because of the draft picks from the Rivera era, many of them are not around. Unfortunately, one of the best ones, Sam Cosmi, is dealing with his injury from the postseason. He's probably not going to be ready to start the year. You know, this is an older roster than I think people realize. So there's not as many players you'd sit here and say, okay, we're expecting them to be a breakout candidate. You look at Mike Sanders still, for example. That's a really good option. But, you know, this team's going to have veteran starters throughout the lineup, which there's nothing wrong with necessarily, but there's not those guys who are going to, you know, you would expect to take major leaps forward versus how they played last year. And then look at this year with the draft. I mean, because they traded for Deebo Samuel, because they traded for Laramie Tunsil, trades I have no issue with. It made sense. Trade for Marshawn Lattimore last year. They had three top 200 picks, so they're not getting a ton of young talent imported this year. Obviously, they're excited about Josh Connelly. They're excited about Trey Amos. They should be, but you know, who knows if those guys are instant impact players when we actually get to Sundays during the regular season. So when we talk about how you're going to improve your underlying level of play, the easiest way to do that is to have a bunch of young players break through or have players who massively exceed expectations versus what we would expect, which was happening with the Eagles last year. There's just not that many players, you know, in key roles in this organization where they are on the way up. You know, for so many guys, it's either you're at your peak or you're on the way down. And so that to me is the tough part. It's not that I don't think the players are good. It's just, I think, you know, outside of Daniels, outside of Sanders still, outside of maybe a couple more guys, a lot of these guys are already either they were good last year and they're baked in, we're hoping they'll be the same play this year, or they're on at the point of their careers where someone like a Zach Gertz, someone like a Bobby Wagner, you know, it's more likely they decline versus more likely they improve.
You brought up the Houston example of, you know, I think it's interesting because there's no doubt that it was a step back year statistically and in many other ways for CJ Stroud. But they did win 10 games and they won a playoff game in which he started off poorly and then played very well in the comeback over the Chargers. What is your answer to when people say to you, well, the league's going to figure Jaden Daniels out and he's going to have, you know, that sophomore slump season?
Yeah, I don't buy that. I mean, you brought up the, you know, the RG3 example, and obviously it's a totally different situation in so many ways. But
yes.
The idea that, you know, it's 11-on-11 football, you know, the advantages Jaden Daniels provides in the run game are not going anywhere. That's not going to change. Again, I think they're going to be thoughtful and selective about when they want to incorporate him into the run game. But this is a phenomenal passer. It's not like this is a gimmicky quarterback. It's not like this is something that, you know, teams aren't running. He was great as a drop back passer last year. He was great in terms of his timing. He was great against the blitz. He was great at adjusting stuff. I mean, he was a complete player, you know, to the extent there might be a sophomore slump. There's randomness that pops up, of course. And C.J. Stroud had a crazy low interception rate his first year through no fault of his own, just because of the sheer reality of playing in the NFL. I expected that to increase in year two, and it did. But it doesn't make him a bad quarterback or there's a second-year slump. It's just, you know, you're only getting 500 pass attempts. There's going to be variance based on, you know, you might have 8 balls a year that are interceptable. On a good year, they all fall to the ground. On a terrible year, 6 of them get picked off. On an average year, maybe 2 or 3 get picked off.
Right.
I think he just had an average year. So I don't see anything in Jaden Daniels' style of play, his performance, the underlying metrics. And if you think he is a fluke, the only thing that I would raise as a concern, and I don't think this is likely, and I don't predict injuries, but there's that possibility because he get hurt. And that's the only thing that would make me be nervous about Jaden Daniels. But I don't see anything about his play that makes me think he's about to take a step backwards.
Do you have a view on the Terry McLaurin situation?
I'd like to think there's a middle ground that makes sense, right? You know, obviously, first in terms of the person, everything I've heard, Terry McLaurin is a very valued part of the organization. He obviously had to endure some very inconsistent, shall we say, quarterback play. You know, it's shocking how many quarterbacks he's already played with throughout his career. I think everybody was rooting for him to get on a winner. He's on a winner now. I don't think he's going to have more success going elsewhere. So it makes sense for him to stay from that perspective. I mean, this is what the math comes down to for me. And I think for Terry McLaurin as well. The Commanders see Mike Evans got $41 million over 2 years guaranteed, basically. Cortland Sutton got in the same ballpark, 41, 42. Calvin Ridley, a little more. But those guys are all 30 or older. When they sign their deals, which Terry McLaurin is going to be, DK Metcalf got 60 over 2 years because the Steelers traded for him. And I think if you're Terry McLaurin, you have every right to ask for more. I mean, you've been just as productive of a player with realistically worse quarterback play. But I think the Commanders are seeing those other comps as more meaningful. I'd like to think if that number can get to 52, 53, 54, I would hope that both sides would get a deal done. I think it's benefiting everyone involved, but I mean, you know, I can see where Terry McLaurin is coming from. To me, I think this is a deal just for the purposes of, you know, you have a quarterback on a bargain deal. If you're going to make a splurge, you're going to go a little beyond what your budget is for a position. I think wide receiver, and I think for this player, this person, it would make sense to me.
All right. let's finish up with this. Your two lists, and I wanted to ask you, did you put them in the order of confidence level for you in terms of the teams that you expected to improve and the teams that you expected to decline?
Decline?
Because they're not listed alphabetically.
Yes, I think, yeah, improve was, some years there's an obvious one. Last year the Chargers were the most obvious improved candidate to me I could have thought of in years. And so I put them first because it was the obvious pick to me. This year, I would say improve is sort of more muddled. Decline, yes, because the Chiefs were the first 10-0 team in the history of the NFL, and they basically needed to perform a miracle every week to win right. against some bad football teams late in the year. So I think they're an obvious one. But after one, I would say it's probably more kind of in the muddled side of things. I think the Lions are probably just as likely to decline as the Commanders are.
Right. And by the way, the decline being relative, like you said, you could see them winning 10 games this year, which is a decline by two regular season games. Is that what you're predicting, by the way, 10-7? Something like that?
Yeah, that's the number I throw out there is 10-7. And again, I mean, you know, we saw with the Browns last year, for example, they were an 11-win team. I probably would have said, okay, you know, maybe 7-8 wins, but their quarterback is a nightmare and he gets hurt. They have a lot of injuries on the offensive line. Their defense right. is more consistent than I would have expected. They drop all the way to 3 wins. So there is a pretty big variance here. But I think, you know, try to put a number out there. 10 is the number for me.
All right. I was actually more interested in, I want to finish with this, because your first team on the list of teams most likely to improve is the team that I've been thinking about all offseason as well. So are the Giants for you the team that you feel most confident in terms of improving because they were listed first?
Yeah. I mean, again,
they were 3-14. I mean, what kind of improvement, but do you see them as a potential playoff right. team?
Oh gosh. I think they have to get the quarterback situation right. And I think that's, you know, you don't need an expert to come on and say that. I don't know that I'm an expert, but right. I mean, if Jackson Dart is, he's not going to be Jaden Daniels, but if he could be Bo Nix from last year, that's the path for me. If they can get a Bo Nix level performance from Jackson Dart early on in the year, I think they can pull this off. The concern is the schedule, right? I mean, it's the toughest schedule in football by ESPN's metrics. But yeah. this team had a legitimately great pass rush the first half of the year. They have a great receiver. I still believe in Brian Daboll. I think he's somehow gotten up as a bad coach because he, you know, managed to coax a playoff performance out of Daniel Jones. It feels like he's almost being punished for doing a really good job his first year. I still think there's a good team there, and I think they're going to be a lot better in the red zone. They're really unlucky there, really unlucky in one-score games. I would think they fall just short because of the schedule, but if they're massively improved and they get lucky, that could be a playoff team for sure.
Yeah, I think they're going to be pesky week in and week out for good teams. Yes. They're good defensively. Yes. Last team I want to ask you about, if the 49ers with their star players stay healthy, can they win the Super Bowl?
Yes, they can. And the guy for me that nobody is talking about, and I'm not really sure why, is Robert Saleh. Because that is a coach who, for whatever faults he had as a head coach in New York, he developed a ton of young players and a ton of waiver wire guys in San Francisco and in New York to being real successful contributors very quickly. And that's what the Niners have to do. Now that you've paid Brock Purdy, you have to find rookie contract deal guys and waiver wire guys, get more out of less. And they have a guy who can do that. Saleh, to me, is such a difference maker on defense. I think that was the, you know, outside of Ben Johnson, I think that was one of the two or three biggest coaching hires of the entire offseason was getting Saleh as the DC there. That's a major upgrade for them. They're going to be healthier, and they're going from the hardest schedule in football to the easiest. To me, that is going to be a playoff team that has actual Super Bowl upside if they can stay healthy.
All right, I lied. I got one more. If Stafford's healthy, do you consider the Rams to be a Super Bowl contender?
Ooh, I don't know. I want to. To me, I think Jared Verse is my... I was going on a podcast and I was going to say Jared Verse is my pick for defensive player of the year.
Wow.
And I felt really smart. And then my colleague, Robert Mays, I asked him before I even said it. And he said, Jared Verse is my pick for defensive player of the year. And I was furious because he beat me to it. But then I was like, maybe this isn't quite as, you know, unlikely of an opinion. He was so good last year. in that game against the Eagles and so good down the stretch for the Rams. That is a really promising young defense. They have questions about their health on offense. I think if they can keep everyone healthy, not just Stafford, but Albert Jackson, the left tackle, has to stay healthy. He's dealing with blood clots. Puka Nacua, I mean, they're a different offense with him on the field. I do think they have that upside, but I think it's more than just Stafford. I think it has to be all their key pieces on offense, because I do think they're going to suffer if they can't protect Stafford, and they've had trouble doing that at times in the past.
It's interesting. Jared Verse, to me, that is definitely a reach pick. I mean, he was so good as a rookie, as you said, but with the likes even in the conference of guys like Jalen Carter and Micah Parsons, and then, you know, you flip it to Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, et cetera, that he's a hell of a player, though. It's coming. That is for sure. Thank you, as always. I always enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, I just wish I had more optimistic things to say. I feel like last year we were always on the optimistic side about the Commanders. This is still a good football team, and if they do get off that 5-0 start, please let's talk again. I will happily apologize to the
DA. Well, you didn't. You said a decline. They won 12 games last year. And it's so fair to look at, you know, week two, no kicker, Graham Gano. They got to go for fourth downs. They got to go for two. Devontae Smith dropped a 3rd and 5 from Pickett right in his hands with nobody around that would have ended the Eagle game in December. New Orleans had a shot, you know, but also we missed an extra point against Dallas on that 80-yarder to Terry. There was a questionable spot in the Pittsburgh game that would have put him in field goal range at the end. You know how these things go, but yeah, and not to mention the Hail Mary. there was a lot of good juju last year for this team, no doubt.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it as always.
Of course,
Bill Barnwell. Everybody at Bill Barnwell on X on Twitter. Who do you like this year? We're going to move away from our team and we're going to talk some NFL here. Who is your surprise pick to be a much better team than they were last year? This has to be, by the way, a non-playoff team that you're predicting will be a playoff team, and flipping it around, a playoff team that you think declines and doesn't make the playoffs. In your conversations, you've got a team in mind that you think is much better than most people think, and you've got a team in mind that is much worse than people think. I want to hear both of those teams at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, I want to make it clear, it's got to be playoff team that isn't in the playoffs, and then non-playoff team that makes the playoffs. All of our NFL conversation here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and on Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're talking NFL now. What's the team, name the team that you've been thinking wasn't a playoff team last year but will be a playoff team this year? And then on the flip side, the team that made the postseason last year that you think doesn't make the postseason this year. There's a team that I really want to go out on a limb, and I think when we get to our NFL prediction segment, the first week of September, leading into the first NFL weekend of the year, I'm going to predict a lot more wins than their over under total for the upcoming season. By the way, phone lines are open, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your surprise pick for a team to be drastically improved going from no playoffs to playoffs, and your pick that has a team dropping from playoff from last year, positioning to out of it this year. I really want to say the Giants. I think they're, I've said this, I know I've been wrong on them so many times. They just have a good roster. They have had terrible quarterback play. And quarterback play means everything. And Russell Wilson, you know, the latest in recent, you know, iteration of Russell Wilson is not overly impressive. And I'm not a big Jackson Dart guy. I know that people are raving about him. I want to see it in the regular season. I thought he threw a lot of balls to the other team often. But the Giants roster is legit, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they have star players. Dexter Lawrence is one of the best. Clearly, we've got to see Abdul Carter as a rookie. The talent is there. And then, you know, guys like Burns and Okereke. I love their linebackers. McFadden, just players. You know, it's hard to even mention Thibodeau, but he's still a talent. They added Holland from Miami to their defensive backfield. They're good defensively. And offensively, they've got an absolute elite-level talent at wide receiver. Elite level. We saw it in week two last year, how good Malik Nabers is going to be. I mean, with no quarterback play, he caught 109 balls last year with, by the way, missed two games. In 15 games, 109 receptions for 1,204 yards and seven touchdowns without a quarterback. I mean, who were the Giants' quarterbacks last year? Daniel Jones, Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke. Hold on. Was Drew Locke on the Giants last year? Didn't we face Drew Lock in one of the games? No, Daniel Jones twice. Jones, Lock, DeVito, Tim Boyle all played quarterback, and Neighbors had 109 catches for 1,204 yards. I mean, legit elite-level talent. But that's not my pick, because there's an easier one. It's the 49ers. The 49ers were 6-11 last year because they were a banged-up football team. Totally agree with Bill Barnwell on Robert Saleh's return and what he will mean. They have so many superstar players. Yes, some of them are getting older, and some of them can't stay healthy, including the guy they dealt, Deebo Samuel. But if Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk comes back, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Jair Brown, Lenore in the secondary. They lost
Ward.
Ward and the safety.
Oh, Tanaloa Hufanga.
Losing Tufunga was big for them. But they still have, I just listed five legitimate A-level players. Well-coached, easiest schedule on paper, if that means anything. The 49ers are my pick for the team that didn't make the postseason last year to make the postseason this year. It's kind of like Barnwell doing what he did with the Chargers, because of injuries the year before. So that's my pick for elevation into the postseason from not postseason. My pick for a team to drop out of the postseason, and I think this will be a big drop. I love Kevin O'Connell. I think Brian Flores is an excellent defensive coordinator. I think the Vikings have talent. I'm just not a big J.J. McCarthy guy. I may turn around on him. I haven't seen him play an NFL game that matters. He was hurt all last year. I think there's a chance he could be Sam Darnold, but Darnold really had limitations that just caught up with them, late in the year. I could see Minnesota easily going from a 14-win team to an 8 or a 9-win team and missing the postseason. Those are my two selections. Max, what are yours? And phone lines are open for your team that's going to be up and overachieve and your team that's going to be down and underachieve. Go ahead.
So the team that I like to kind of take a step forward this year is one that people have kind of been picking across league circles. It's the New England Patriots. I really like, it was tough last year with Gerard Mayo and all them. They said they saw him as the future, and that was quickly turned around. But Vrabes, man, he is a war dog. He'll go to battle for anyone and everything. I think he's got that locker room in tip-top shape. I really like what they did in the draft. I think Travion Henderson is going to have a really, really strong year. I think they're going to be doing running back by committee a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. But I really like the addition of Will Campbell. I think Drake May will take a step forward. So the New England Patriots are going to be my team that takes a step forward. And then my team that takes a step back.
3-14 to the postseason.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, Diana was on with us last week, was it? And she likes New England to take the big jump. But you're talking about probably a 6-7 game improvement, to make the postseason. I'm not against you. I'm a massive Vrabel fan. But go ahead.
Yeah, so that's kind of the team that I think is going to take a step forward. And I think this is a lot of it's hinging on how Drake May kind of looks going forward. But I'm pretty confident in Mike Vrabel and what he's, proven to be able to do. The team that steps back is coming out of the NFC West, and it's going to be the Los Angeles Rams. This entire kind of preseason, and especially the past few weeks, a lot of stuff has been made about Matthew Stafford's health and a lot of the chamber or whatever, the glass table that they put him on with magnets and stuff that is supposed to make him feel good with the red light and all that. We're doing the junk science bit. I'm out. I can't do it. If Stetson Bennett comes in there and looks great, credit to him.
Is he the backup?
I know he's on the roster.
I thought
Jimmy.
Was
yeah, the you're right. Jimmy G is the backup. Stetson Bennett's the third string. But Devontae Adams, noted Jimmy G hater. So we'll see how that goes in LA. So yeah, the Rams are going to be my team that I think kind of falls off. But it all hinges on the health of Matthew Stafford going forward.
I like the Rams roster. I think Nacua is elite. I think clearly adding Davante Adams to go with Nacua. You know, health is everything. Remember, when they started slowly last year, they were decimated mm-hmm. with injuries. Stafford, to me, is what this is all about. If Matt Stafford is upright and plays the majority of games, I see them winning double-digit games.
Sure.
I think defensively, Jared Verse is an absolute star, as is, by the way, Braden Fisk. They've got really good players defensively, and we know how well-coached they are with Sean. So if the quarterback's out, it's a 6-11 season. Or maybe 7-10 with Jimmy G. If the quarterback's healthy, I could easily see them being a one seed, or certainly like a two or a three seed in the NFC playoffs. Rams are your pick to take a step back. Vikings for me. Patriots is your pick to take the step up from non-playoffs to playoffs. The 49ers are for me. But man, I think the Giants have a chance to be a real big surprise this year. All right, if you're on hold, Vincent, Andy, Robert, I see you. We've got a line open as well if you want to weigh in, 301-230-0980. Who's that team you've been talking about is going to make a big jump and surprise people, go from non-playoffs to playoffs? And what about the flip side to that, the team that takes a major step back? Your call's next.
All right, here's what's happening on this Wednesday, August 20th. Mike Garofolo has said that there is certainly interest in Brian Robinson Jr. from other teams. The big question they're asking is why he fell out of favor with the Commanders, and they're weighing the options if it's going to be better for the teams if they wait for a release or if it's better to just do a trade. Dan Quinn said at his postgame presser on Monday that he is certainly someone we respect a lot, end quote. And according to multiple reports across the NFL, many teams are calling around the league looking to acquire a veteran wide receiver. Teams interested include the Minnesota Vikings, the San Francisco 49ers, New York Jets, and New England Patriots. Plus, the Washington Nationals are bringing up number one overall pick Eli Willits to High A Fredericksburg and could make his debut as soon as tomorrow. Speaking of the Nats, they fall to the Mets by a score of 8-1. The woes continue for Jake Irvin as he gives up 5 runs in the 3rd inning and one more in the 6th for good measure. David Peterson with a strong outing for the Mets as he goes 8 innings, giving up only 1 run. They will continue their series versus the Mets tonight. Brad Lord on the mound versus Kodai Senga. First pitch at 6:45 for the Nats. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout all the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, phone lines open at 301-230-0980. 2.5 weeks away from opening day. Actually, tomorrow night will be 2 weeks from the opener. Philly and Dallas, Thursday night football. What team do you think is going to take that big jump? By the way, it'll be multiple teams. It always is. From no playoffs last year to the playoffs this year. You're convinced of it. You want to tell everybody about it. I'm giving you that chance. And on the other side of that, what's that team that was in the postseason last year that you think is going to take a big step back and not make it? For me, I think the easy pick in the league really is to look at the 49ers talent and see that last year was 100% about the injury bug. Could happen again, but if they stay healthy, they certainly should be a team that wins more games than they lose. So I picked them, even though I wanted to pick the Giants. But I think the 49ers are a safer bet on that front. And the step back is the Vikings from 14-3 to out of the postseason this year. That may be a little bit tricky because it's possible that J.J. McCarthy may not be what I think he's going to be, which is, you know, not great. I was not a big McCarthy believer coming into the league. We'll see. But he could be, you know, every bit of what Sam Darnold was. Darnold was a bit of a fortunate quarterback last year, even when things were going well. And then you saw it, you know, really decline towards the end of the year. He just doesn't see it quickly enough. But they won 14 games because they have a good roster. They have a great coaching staff. But the Vikings are my pick for the step back out of the post season. There's another team that was in the postseason last year that I actually just think will be a much better playoff team this year. But that's not the question, but I'll share that with you after we get through some of these calls. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Vincent. Vincent, go ahead. The team that's going to make it that wasn't there last year, the team that's going to miss it that was.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing? Good, great Vincent. Show, man. You're the show I go to. You're my go-to show.
Appreciate it, Vincent.
I got Atlanta on the upside. They played us pretty tough, Commanders, last year, and I just like what I see in a young quarterback, and I think second year with the coach, I think that team is on the upcoming.
I like Penix Jr. too. He was my third favorite of the quarterbacks.
Yes.
You know, Jaden, Caleb, and Penix Jr. Yeah.
Right, with a full, regular preseason with him, so he should be much improved.
They have a really underrated roster. First of all, their running game should be good. Their offensive line's good. They've got, you know, a high-level receiver in Drake London and a very underrated one in Darnell Mooney. Defensively is where their issues were last year until late in the season. By the way, I'm a big fan of Penix Jr., but if for whatever reason he can't do it, they've got the best backup quarterback in the NFL.
Yes,
you know
they do.
Who.
Yes, they do.
You know who that is.
Yes, I know who that is. Yep. my down team, Kevin, because I'm such a homer, I can't say Commanders.
Okay.
A lot of things went their way last year that they may not get those breaks this year. So I'm not going to say Commanders. I'm going to go with the Rams. that quarterback, that back issue, back is a funny thing, man. And that's and we know how to, this is a quarterback-driven league. If he's not there, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. Look, it'd be interesting to see how coached up Jimmy G would be with Sean, because they got receivers, man. They got a running back. They got, you know, they got talent. Jimmy G has certainly quarterbacked well-coached teams, same scheme, you know, Sean's scheme, Kyle's scheme. Like, if Matt Stafford couldn't go, it would be interesting to see what they would be with Jimmy G. But, yeah, I would predict a drop-off with them as well. Thanks, Vincent. Andy, Robert, Aiden, we got a phone line open if you want to weigh in. I'll get to your calls next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980. We're on the team980.com, where you can listen to us whenever you want, wherever you are. And don't forget, you can watch us on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.